Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. And today, Marilyn Scarelli joins me as we think about this week's text.
Thank you, Pastor. It's great to be here. In today's text, we read a lot about Mary and Martha and the time that Jesus was at their place, welcomed by Martha and Mary to come for dinner. And during the preparation, Martha is found to be doing all the work while Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, so much so that Martha actually goes to him and says, "Hey, could you please tell Mary to come help me?" And he kind of rebukes her, and he says, "Martha, you worry about too much. Things will get done. I'm only here for a short time, and Mary's, you know, she's made the right decision." And when I read this, sometimes I realize that I truly am a Martha many times, and I get caught up in the bustle of everyday life and getting kids off and just work that needs to be done, etc. And we forget to sit at Jesus' feet, which is what this reading was all about today. And it just reminded me that we really need to take that time to sit and be in prayer, reading the scripture, coming to church, and just doing fellowship with our fellow man. And it was a good reminder to do that. So some things that I would think of this week as I go out is, what more can I be doing? And what more is what I would challenge the listeners? What more could you be doing to be sitting at Jesus' feet this week?
And Marilyn, where do you find opportunities to sit at Jesus' feet? How does that work for you?
Well, in my daily affirmations that I get every morning, sometimes I push them to the side. And I might not get to them that day, and I might not get them till the next day. So I really need to do that, especially first thing in the morning before I get into the hustle and bustle, is just to take that quiet time, read those affirmations that I receive, and just think about what it's telling me. And it also tends, I find, that when I do read those, it puts me in what a great mood the rest of the day, with a smile on my face. And when I'm thinking or talking to others, or when I'm in a meeting, you know, I'm much more calmer, and I think it's a good thing to ground you each day.
Yeah, I think that grounding thing is important, to have that different perspective. So, yeah. Okay. So if you'd like to think about this with us, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey, together with Marilyn, as we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.